If you celebrated Mother's Day this past weekend, then watch out, because the left wants it to be Birthing Person's Day. The White House refuses to say why Joe Biden continues to wear a mask. Plus, Kevin McCarthy signals the end of Liz Cheney with a new endorsement. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with the weekend because it was Mother's Day, and I hope that you got to spend quality time with your mom. I didn't get to see my mom. I gave her a call. I called her up, wished her happy Mother's Day, but little did I know that by doing that, I just offended the woke left because they think that people other than women can also give birth. So instead of Mother's Day, they want it to be Happy Birthing Person's Day. And this isn't an isolated incident. Democrat Cori Bush, in comments before the House Oversight Committee, she tweeted this. Every day, black birthing people and our babies die because our doctors don't believe our pain. My children almost became a statistic. I almost became a statistic. I testified about my experience at the House Oversight Democrats today. Hear us, believe us, because for so long, nobody has. Did you catch the part at the beginning? Black birthing people, not black mothers, but black birthing people, people who can give birth, implying people other than women who can give birth. Now the pro-abortion group NARAL, they jumped on this as well. They retweeted Bush's comments and added this. When we talk about birthing people, we're being inclusive. It's that simple. We use gender-neutral language when talking about pregnancy because it's not just cisgender women that can get pregnant and give birth. Reproductive freedom is for everybody. First of all, reproductive freedom is about the most bogus statement I've ever heard because I guarantee no one at NARAL ever considered the freedom or rights of the other person that is growing inside the woman. What about that person's freedom? What about that person's rights? They don't consider that at all. But again, to the topic, they think that that little baby is growing inside a birthing person. They want us to believe that because a woman might think she's a man or act like a man and then gets pregnant, that it's actually a man giving birth. I don't think so. That's not biology. That's not common sense. The only mothers are women. Women are the only ones who can give birth despite what NARAL or Bush says. Now, Ben Shapiro, he got on board with this. He tweeted out this that tries to check all the left-wing boxes. Happy Birthing Person's Day to all the egg-producing homo sapiens of unspecified gender who made the decision to bring to term a meaningless cluster of cells. So make no mistake, this is not something new. It just comes to light more on Mother's Day. Back in December, Harvard Medical School tweeted out this. Globally, ethnic minority pregnant and birthing people suffer worse outcomes and experiences during and after pregnancy and childbirth. These inequities have been further highlighted by COVID-19. Watch this panel discussion on maternal justice. So, after about a day of nonstop backlash, nonstop comments, nonstop criticism on that Harvard post, they had to regroup. So, they put out this follow-up to try and clear the air. The webinar panelists used the term birthing person to include those who identify as non-binary or transgender, because not all who give birth identify as women or girls. We understand the reactions to this terminology, and in no way meant for it to erase or dehumanize women. Well, some people who give birth may not identify as women, may not identify as female, but guess what? Here's a little secret. They are. All right, next, let's talk about Joe Biden and his masks. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, so let's talk about masks and vaccine and Joe Biden. Because here's the deal, folks. Based on the data, I've said this before on a previous show, based on the data of all the people vaccinated, all of those vaccinated against COVID, they have about a 0.07% chance of getting COVID. Basically, that means statistically, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to get it. Joe Biden's vaccinated, so why does he wear a mask wherever he goes? It makes no sense, but here's the deal. Joe Biden won't talk about it. His White House won't talk about it. They spin and dodge. This weekend was the same thing. The White House COVID czar was on CNN's show with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper asked this question.
Is it really necessary for a fully vaccinated person to wear a mask at a limited indoor gathering if everyone there is vaccinated?
Well, the CDC has given guidance that when you're with family and friends that are vaccinated in small groups, you don't need a mask.
So why does President Biden, in a room full of vaccinated journalists, look, with everybody in that room vaccinated, why does he need to wear a mask?
President. So that was kind of round one. Jake Tapper asked the question, and this COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dodges, says something completely irrelevant. So Tapper goes back, says there's a fully vaccinated Joe Biden, fully vaccinated staff and journalists. Why is he still wearing a mask? Do you think he'll get the answer? Here you go.
The president is going to continue to follow the CDC guidance. We, you know, it's just a matter of a few weeks ago when all states made vaccines eligible for all Americans. So there still are Americans who want to get vaccinated who may just have their first shot and are waiting for their second shot, or who haven't had an opportunity yet to get their first shot.
That was a whole lot of nothing. What does the rest of America, whether they're getting their first shot or second shot, have to do with Joe Biden? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's just nonsense. It's just taking up airtime so he doesn't have to answer the question. So Jake Tapper tries again.
I think one of the reasons why journalists are annoyingly harping on this, and some health experts are, is because there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and President Biden being able to take off his mask in a room full of journalists and White House staffers, all of whom are fully vaccinated, is a demonstration that the vaccines work.
So it's great comments, and that led Tapper to basically ask, so what's Joe Biden's deal? Here's Zients.
I think everyone is tired, and wearing a mask can be a pain, but we're getting there, and the light at the end of the tunnel is brighter and brighter. Let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask.
He won't even answer the question, but he did throw out there that the CDC will soon be granting us more privileges. Oh my gosh, that's what we've all been waiting for. The CDC and their grand wisdom to grant us more privileges. The 6-foot social distancing wasn't based on science. Wearing masks after you're vaccinated isn't based on science. There's a whole lot of nothing that they are saying, not based on science. And here's the thing. It sends an incredibly crazy message. Jake Tapper pointed out that 40% of vaccinated Americans don't have confidence, don't feel safe even after a vaccination. That is poor messaging. It's the worst messaging campaign I've ever seen. Biden wants people to be vaccinated, but then they walk around as if the vaccine doesn't work. Think about that one. All right, so next let's talk about Liz Cheney, because she is gone, sinking fast. And the things that have come to light in the past week, the revelations, the shift away from support has just been astounding. Remember, back in January, she voted to impeach President Trump. The backlash was so great because she holds the number 3 GOP leadership position in the House. There was a vote against her, but Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader, rallied to her side. He even spoke in her defense. She survived this no confidence vote. But there was kind of an agreement. There was an agreement saying, all right, now that that's done, let's move forward. Let's get on message. Let's think about 2022 and those elections. But the thing is, she didn't. She continued to attack Republicans, dwelling on the 2020 election rather than looking forward. Well, that you could tell was the straw that broke the camel's back, because last week, Kevin McCarthy made these comments.
I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority. Remember, majorities are not given, they are earned. And that's about the message about going forward. I haven't heard members concerned about her vote on impeachment. It's more concerned about the job ability to do and what's our best step forward that we can all work together instead of attacking one another.
Well, to me, that was the writing on the wall right there. Elise Stefanik, Republican out of New York, not a conservative by any stretch, is out there actively campaigning. She rounded up the endorsement of the number two GOP leader, Steve Scalise. Well, Kevin McCarthy, he was talking to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo. She asked if the votes are there to oust Cheney. Here's McCarthy.
Well, Maria, everyone in leadership serves at the pleasure of the conference. And as you know, there is a lot at stake. Democrats are destroying this nation. Any member can take whatever position they believe in. That's what the voters vote on the individuals, and they make that decision. What we're talking about is a position in leadership. We are in one of our biggest battles ever for this nation and the direction whether this next century will be ours.
So he didn't exactly answer the question, and here's the thing. Because the original vote was already held, this would be a vote to remove her from that leadership position. You need two-thirds support of the conference for such a move. Two-thirds of the vote, not a simple majority. But the talk out there is that the votes are there. The votes are lined up against Liz Cheney, especially now that McCarthy has chosen a side.
Do you support Elise Stefanik for that job?
Yes, I do.
So there you go. Number two, Steve Scalise supports Stefanik. Number one, Kevin McCarthy supports Stefanik. How do you think things will go this week with a vote against Liz Cheney? Will they be able to get on message with Stefanik in that role, assuming she wins? Will they be able to focus on 2022? Let me know in the comments. All right, let's talk about the Disney Corporation, because forget about making movies. They want to get woke. That is their thing. They are now pushing critical race theory to their employees. And you know what that is? It has been widely discredited, this narrative, this curriculum that seeks to basically blame all of America's ills on white people. That is what they're pushing in their training to their employees, pushing critical race theory and this idea of equity over equality. And here's the story. The Walt Disney Company is reportedly promoting critical race theory to its employees, encouraging them to reject equality and strive for equity, which company literature defines as equality of outcome. The Hollywood studio is also allegedly telling employees that qualities such as timeliness and comprehensiveness help to perpetuate white supremacy culture. In an article published Friday in City Journal, Christopher F. Rufo said he has obtained whistleblower documents related to Disney's diversity and inclusion program called Reimagine Tomorrow. He said he spoke to multiple Disney employees who claim the program has become deeply politicized and engulfed parts of the company in racial conflict. So as you know, more and more people are speaking out against critical race theory. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has blasted it. In Texas, legislators are currently debating it, and more people have spoken out as it's seeped its way into school curriculum, indoctrination, and parents are speaking out. Well, here's what Disney's doing. The purported internal Disney document puts forth a series of training modules on anti-racism, including one claiming the United States has a long history of systemic racism and transphobia. It also said white employees must work through feelings of guilt, shame, and defensiveness to understand what is beneath them and what needs to be healed. Another module called What Can I Do About Racism tells employees that they should reject equality and instead strive for equity with a focus on the equality of outcome. Employees are urged to reflect on America's racist infrastructure and think carefully about whether or not your wealth, income, treatment by the criminal justice system, employment, access to housing, healthcare, political power, and education might be different if you are of a different race. This is not the way to bring people together. None of what the left focuses on seeks to unite. None of it looks at our common humanity, the things that bring us together, that bind us together. It's all about division with the left. And this stuff that Disney is pushing, one module talks about aspects, qualities, virtues, such as competitiveness, individualism, timeliness, as elements of white supremacy. That's right. If you want your group, your employees to be on time, you just might be a white supremacist. Think about that, folks. All right, that's our show for today. But remember, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search on my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.